These last few weeks, we've been talking about the light of Christmas. The light of Christmas. And light, it has a lot of uses, but it really has one purpose, right? The purpose of light is to be a force against darkness. We allow light to shine into darkness. And so Christmas season, we hang lights on Christmas trees and in our house and on our house. And all of those lights, they shine into darkness, but the light of Christmas, it's a spiritual light. And it has the same purpose. The way light shines and is a force against darkness, the light of Christmas it's a spiritual light that shines against the spiritual darkness of this world. And let's be honest. We live in a world that has a lot of darkness. You watch that video, and if we were to poll everyone in this room, I guarantee one or two of those things you could say, right? We live in darkness. That video describes it, but our lives describe it. The darkness that we face, that's what we've talked about for the last few weeks. We talked about how the light of Christmas is meant to shine into the darkness of our past. We all have darkness in our past. We talked about how we have darkness in our past. That is when we realize the wrong we have done to God. The darkness that comes from us choosing our way instead of His way. We all have darkness in our past when we realize, and we're honest about the wrong we've done to others. How we've hurt others. Some of us, most of us, have darkness in our past when we think about the wrong others have done to us. We think about the hurt, the pain, the shame, the guilt, and the fear that we carry. But it's not just darkness in our past that the light of Christmas shines into. It also shines into the darkness of our present day. I mean, some of us, we have darkness just hanging over us because we're just trying to survive, right? We're just trying to keep our head above water. Some of those people in the video where they said, I'm living, but I'm scared. Or I'm lonely. Or I'm abandoned. That's a real darkness in our everyday life. Some of us have a darkness not because we're struggling just to survive. Some of us have the darkness because we're struggling with our sin. Some of the people in the video, they said, you know what? I'm living with all these regrets. I'm beyond redemption. I'm addicted. Now, this is a real darkness. This is real life. But it's into this darkness the light of Christmas came. It's that force that shines brightly to fight and combat against the darkness. One of the authors of the Bible, a guy named Paul, writing what God wanted him to write, he said it like this. He said that God, He delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His Son. This is the darkness that we were in. The dominion of darkness. Dominion. You lived in a realm that had dominion over your life, and it was described as darkness. Dominion. That means that the darkness had authority over your life. It means the darkness owned you. To live under the dominion means to live under the ownership and the authority and the control of the darkness. But this is why Christmas is so important, because in Christmas, we recognize the light came and it fought against the darkness. It fought against the darkness. Another writer in the New Testament, a guy named John, he tells the Christmas story, but he tells it a little differently than what we heard earlier. What we heard earlier was written by a man named Luke, whose goal was to tell all of the pertinent details to give us a really clear story. And so we read the story, and we have all the details, and we hear about all the characters, the angels and the shepherds and Mary and Joseph and Zechariah and Elizabeth and all of those details. John, he doesn't really care about those details. Luke wanted to tell us what happened. John, he wants to tell us why it happened. Here's how John tells the Christmas story. One of the things John says, he says this, John chapter 1, verse 9, he says, the true light, the light that gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Luke tells the details. John tells us why it's so important. He says the true light, the light that gives life to everyone, was coming into the world. This is Jesus. The light is Jesus, who's come to give light to every one of us. Today, if you're here, and I know you, if you're part of this church, that light, it's waiting for you to embrace. It's waiting to shine brightly into your life. Maybe you're here and this is your first time in church in a long time. You just kind of found yourself meandering here. You're not even really sure why. That light, Jesus, he wants to give light to you today. See, the light came in the form of a baby being born. A baby who was born and he was laid in a manger. But there's a lot more to Jesus' story than just his birth, isn't there? There's so much more to Jesus' story than his birth. You know, my kids and I, our family, we did our Christmas morning yesterday because I had something going on this morning, right? Good morning. we did ours yesterday. And so before we opened our presents, we read the Advent story together. And we just talked about it some. And I said to my son, Jaden, I said, how would you feel if the only thing I really cared about in your life was the fact that you were born? So Jaden, what if you came home one day after taking a spelling test? He's working really hard on spelling right now. He comes home and he has 100% on his spelling test. He says, Dad, I got 100% on my spelling test. And I was like, that's awesome, Jaden. But you know what else is awesome? When you were born, man, you were just so small. I could hold you in one arm. You're so cute. Man, it was so fun when you were born. And he's left there holding his paper like, what just happened? Or my daughter who's 7. She was in the Nutcracker a few weeks ago. She was a sheep, right? What if she came to me with her little sheep costume, which was, overload of cuteness, right? And she came bouncing up to me because she doesn't walk. She bounces. And she comes bouncing up to me. She says, Dad, look at my sheep costume. And I said, oh, that's awesome. That's great. But you know what else is awesome? When you were born, you were so cute. We put the frilly little pink stuff on you. And it was, oh, my goodness. And she's left holding her little costume like, what just happened? See, there's so much to my children's lives than the fact they were born, right? There's so much more to your life than just the fact that you were born. You were born, but there's so much to your life than the fact that you were born. And the same is true with Jesus. We're here to celebrate his birth, but there's so much more to his life than just he was born. The story goes on. Jesus, he lives for about 33 years. He came as the true light, and he lived as light. That means he never once gave way to the darkness. Here's what that means. You know when you get angry for the wrong reasons? We all do that. He never did. You know when you look at a man or a woman who's not your husband or wife and you look at them with desire or lust? He never did that. You know when you tell those little white lies, they're so innocent. They don't really matter. No one really knows the difference. Jesus was light. He never did that. He was perfect. Never gave into the darkness, not even for a millisecond. He was absolutely perfect for about 33 years. And then my darkness and your darkness, my sin, the times in my life when I did give way to the darkness, when I did choose my way, my greed, my lust, my anger, my selfishness instead of God's way, all of those times, you know what? My darkness killed him. Jesus died because of my darkness. He died for my darkness. He died for your darkness. Willingly. He was hung on a cross until he died. And they buried him. But because he was light, and because the darkness cannot overcome the light, 3 days later, he came back to life. See, this is what Jesus has done for us. This is why we come and gather on Christmas, not just because of the baby that was born, but because of the entirety of his life and what it meant. Jesus, he came, he was born, he was light, he died, and he came back to life. That is his part. So what's our part? What do we do in response to that? Maybe you are here and you're not totally sure how to answer that. Maybe you're on the fringe of church or you come, but you're not really sure why. Jesus isn't saying, here's how you respond to that. Come to church 3 times a week and give X amount of money and be perfect and do all these things right. That's not what he's asking of you. Here's what he's asking of you. He's asking first and foremost, more important than anything else, he's saying, you are to believe. You're to trust me. You're to trust that I came, lived, died, and rose again. You're to trust it with every fiber of your body. You're to trust it so fully that when Christmas comes around, you can't help but celebrate. See, this morning I show a video that's kind of depressing and maybe gets you down, but I show that video because I want you to understand the darkness so that you can truly celebrate this Christmas. This is where real celebration happens, my friends. Real Christmas celebration happens the moment where you realize that God looked at you in your darkness. He looked at you in your sin and your shame. He looked at you in all of the brokenness and all of the wrong and all of the hurt and all of the pain. He looked at you and he said, I love you. I love you desperately. I love you so much that I sent my son to die for you. And he did. And he came back to life. And if you will trust that, the light of Christmas will blaze into your life. Doesn't mean you won't have pain. Doesn't mean you won't have struggle. Doesn't mean you won't have hurt. But it means amidst the pain and amidst the struggle and amidst the hurt, you will have light. That's the light of Christmas. See, if you come today and you sing the songs out of obligation, it's what we do at Christmas. You sing the songs out of obligation. Or if you're here and you come and you sing the songs because it's tradition, it's just what we've always done. I want to say something to you in the most loving and friendly way I can. You are missing Christmas. You're missing it. You could sing the words with the top of your lungs. You could come here after opening 1,000 presents and getting everything you want or giving everything that those in your life wanted. You could be surrounded by an incredibly loving, caring family with all the warmth and joy that comes from that. But guess what? If you haven't trusted Jesus so that your heart sings, so that you rejoice when you think about what he's done for you, you're missing Christmas. I want to invite you not to miss Christmas this morning. I want to invite you to truly celebrate. It starts here. Will you trust the Savior? Will you believe in Jesus? That he loves you, that he died for you, and that he rose again. And now, will you stand with me? Everybody. And because of what he's done, will you rejoice with me? Will you celebrate with me? Come, let us adore him.